This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. And the FDA preparing to crack down on e-cigarettes, but has the White House stepped in the way of the FDA's plot? We'll share that with you here, with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
But first, Ralph is on the line with us in New Hampshire, New Jersey. Ralph, go ahead.
As I said before, I left a lasting impression in that country, in that there is a shopping mall, you know, in that country.
Which country?
Ali. It's called the Ali, A-L-I, Mall, M-A-L-L.
You're talking about in the Philippines?
Yes, animal. Okay. Prior to that, we didn't have
Wait, did you just say animal? What was that apropos of?
Well, we do not have any prior to that. And there has been a boom of, you know, building shopping malls here, there, and everywhere in that country right now after that. And this was from the suggestion of Ali, over a wealthy, family that own a large real estate holding there, including the arena where the boxing match took place. Okay, the arena is still there today. I'll give you an idea. It's more like the Madison Square Garden in New York. Okay, he suggested to the wealthy family in that country, if you wanna honor my visit to your country, you should build a mall in here, and you should name it after me. See, he was not shy about...
Now, does the stadium have anything to do with the mall, or is the mall separate from the stadium?
Yeah, no. It's the same company on holdings. The stadium and the mall.
It's owned by the same company, but two different locations?
Owned by the same... That's correct. Owned by the same company. Now, let's go on with Obama, okay?
I thought for a moment we were only going to talk about Muhammad Ali for a moment there, and now you want to talk about Obama. You've called to tell us what about Barack Obama. What new information are you going to bring to the table tonight?
You know, Satan really don't have anything on this man, even though he's indicted.
Satan doesn't have anything on him? Is that what you said?
Well, even though he is under the influence and he is indoctrinated into the satanic, ways.
When you say Satan doesn't have anything on him, does that mean that Obama is worse than Satan, or that Satan doesn't have any dirt on Obama?
Obama is Satan.
He is. He's
okay,
a manifestation.
Now, when you say Satan, you're talking about a great big red guy who's sleeping with Saddam Hussein? Is that really it?
No, I'm talking about the production by Roma Downey.
Yeah, that's South Park.
The production by Roma Downey and Mark Burnett in the History Channel. I think it was called The Bible Story. And of all the people that they could cast for the character of Satan, define a lookalike of Obama, too.
All right, so, Ralph, I want to know how you feel about the FDA's proposed regulations to basically crush the e-cigarette business.
Why stop there? Also, go after, the obese people. I mean,
Wait a minute. So you support crushing e-cigarettes, making it so that people have to buy cigarettes if they want to use nicotine, that they can't use the e-cigarettes?
By now, you should know that this man Obama has a certain way about him of imposing things on people, turning them off, pushing the wrong button on them, or rubbing them the wrong kind of way.
But I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think about the issue of the government, the FDA, stepping in and regulating e-cigarettes, basically regulating these companies out of business. Now, how do you feel about that?
That's the Obama way. That's the Obama way.
So you think Obama supports that. But it turns out the White House is stepping in the way of the FDA.
Right. No, it's all a ruse. Obama secretly supports it by opposing it so that it then goes through Congress because Obama, Satan is an animal.
Thanks, Ralph, for your call tonight. All right, maybe tomorrow night. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The White House has deleted language, according to Reuters, in a recently introduced tobacco regulation that would have removed flavored e-cigarettes from the market until they had been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration, according to an edited version of the document. On May 5th, the FDA released a final rule extending its tobacco authority to include e-cigarettes, pipe tobacco, cigars, and hookahs. The rule becomes effective in early August. Under the rule, companies must seek marketing authorization for any tobacco product introduced after February 15th of 2007. The rule gives manufacturers a grace period of up to 2 years to submit marketing applications, during which they can continue to sell their products. They can sell them for an additional year while the FDA completes its review. As submitted by the FDA to the White House Office of Management and Budget, the rule gave a grace period for flavored products of only 90 days after the rule became effective. Public health advocates have long called for flavored tobacco products to be banned, saying flavors such as Bazooka Joe bubblegum and cotton candy are designed to appeal to children. The FDA provided pages of data and scientific studies in support of its plan, noting, quote, a dramatic rise in youth and young adult use of typically flavored tobacco products like e-cigarettes and water pipe tobacco and continued youth and adult, young adult use of cigars, unquote. The Office of Management and Budget, OMB, deleted both the FDA's planned policy and the rationale for the policy. White House spokesbureaucrat Emily Kane said the OMB, quote, does not comment on changes made during the interagency review process, unquote. The FDA also does not comment, according to the FDA spokesbureaucrat. In the originally submitted rule, the FDA said it recognized that numerous flavored products would come off the market within 180 days of the rule's publication, and that this will significantly impact the availability of flavored tobacco products, at least in the short term. But it said the move was an important one because tobacco products with flavors, blah, 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 are attractive to young people, et cetera, et cetera. So then they go on to talk about how the president of the American Lung Association is troubled that the safeguards were stripped. So I don't think that this is getting rid completely of the FDA's regulations on e-cigarettes, but it's really hard to, you know, to understand what exactly has been changed. It says the OMB deleted the planned policy and the rationale for the policy, specifically of the FDA requiring this marketing authorization for tobacco products introduced after February 15th of 2007. Does that mean that the entire FDA e-cigarette plan is gutted? Or is there just a certain portion of it that has been pulled? And unfortunately, no one's talking about it. Somebody just noticed that there was a difference between one version of this thing and the other version of this thing, and that made headlines.
Thank God for somebody reading two different versions of a 499-page
rule. Is it that many pages?
Yes.
Wow. So hopefully this will mean, because we talked about before, the proposal was that these companies would need to go through an approval process that could cost like $1 million per product, basically. So,
and that's on the low end.
Right.
And I don't think that counts the 1,700 hours of bureaucratic red tape that the FDA is estimating would have to be jumped through.
Right, which you'd have to hire a lawyer for, by the way.
And the FDA also estimated that 99% of e-cig products that are currently available would not make it through. Either they would not apply or they would not be approved.
Right.
Meaning that this $3.4 billion industry would suddenly drop down to like a $300,000 industry.
So the White House has stepped in the way of this, and I'm taking this as good news. I would love to hear what the vapers out there have to say about this. Maybe they're paying closer attention. Maybe the Vaping Industry Association has a statement out that we just haven't come across yet. We'll see if we can pull something up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because this was going to kill. The FDA was going to extinguish the e-cigarette industry, which has led to people quitting cigarettes. It's been incredibly beneficial for folks. Free Talk Live.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of new Biotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-981-5276. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. New Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of new Biotics away for free. 1-800-981-5276. That's 1-800-981-5276. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-981-5276.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. If you're a vapor, you're somebody who uses an e-cigarette, and you're connected with the business, you're connected with the industry, you follow the news about it. Would love to get you to weigh in on this story about the Office of Management and Budget in the White House deleting pages from the FDA's planned policy to regulate e-cigarettes, the flavored e-cigarettes. And I'm very interested in hearing from you if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I was digging around on Google during a few moments ago, and I couldn't really find much else of real value. There was an industry association page that had the news, but they didn't really even give their opinion on it. They just, you know, basically gave the same information that the regulations that would be affecting the e-cigarettes have been pulled. And so it sounds like everything's okay for the moment, because it was looking as though that the e-cigarette business was going to basically be sunk by the FDA's regulatory process that would have been so burdensome that only the biggest tobacco manufacturers like Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds would be able to afford to put their e-cigarette projects, they've got them, of course they were late to market. These other companies have been in the marketplace for many years, and R.J. Reynolds and these other guys came in late to the game. So, you know, they're trying to make up for lost ground, and so I'm sure one of the ways they figured they'd make up for lost ground is by basically outlawing and making illegal all of their competition.
Right, and we heard not too long ago that apparently a couple of the big tobacco companies that are in on these, you know, like the disposable e-cig things,
yep,
they're trying to outlaw the e-cigs that have what they call the oh, what's that thing where
the juice?
Yeah, where you put the juice in. They want to make those illegal to where people can't put their own
reload.
Juice in.
You wouldn't be able to reload the same unit. You got to keep buying their consumable product over and over again. And then just all this waste, right? Because then you're just throwing away a bunch of, you know, unnecessary hardware.
Yeah.
At that point.
Any idea what their excuse for that might be?
They were claiming that the juices were dangerous.
It's true.
And if they get in the hands of children, then blah, blah, blah.
And, I mean, those are valid concerns.
Yeah, and
you could kill somebody.
Are also dangerous. And if they get in the hands of children,
you could kill somebody with e-juice, as I understand it. It's, you know, pure nicotine, basically. And that's
or with cigarettes.
Well, over the long term.
Scissors.
Yes, with scissors, sure, you could certainly kill somebody. But it's more of like you're less likely to die from scissors in an accident. And if you were to spill, this is what I've been told about the e-juice, that Chris Cantwell used to be a big user of this.
He also was using the, like, 36 milligram nicotine stuff that he had to special order from China.
Yeah. Either way, though, if you were to spill that on your skin, it would absorb through your, you know, the pores in your skin and could poison you, you know, could possibly kill you. So I get the concern there. But all that said, there's a lot of dangerous things out there for kids, and parents shouldn't be allowing their kids to get access to their e-juice and squirt it all over themselves. That would be a terrible idea. Don't let them drink it. That would probably be even worse. But
now, and also don't hand them a bottle of Tylenol. Don't hand them an open container of bleach and say, have fun, dude.
Exactly. So, anyway, I'm glad to hear this. And, of course, it's all going to be speculation as to why the White House stepped in the way of the FDA. My best guess, Obama is a smoker. And maybe he's trying an e-cigarette out. Maybe Obama is trying the e-cigarette method of quitting smoking. It works for people. People have been able to. Now, I know, Rich, you were saying earlier tonight that it's still hard for you to quit the actual smoked cigarettes, even though you've made sort of a move toward the e-cigarette. Some people do manage to make that switch. Maybe they just it's not as hard for them or whatever. They have managed to switch over. Maybe they have to up their nicotine dose from the e-cigarette in order to make it the equivalent of the sensation of the smoked cigarette. But Chris Cantwell, who used to be a host on this show, was able to switch from smoked cigarettes, being a regular daily smoker, to a regular daily e-cigarette user. and he did start at a very high milligram content level, and has since, I believe he just announced recently, he has weaned himself off of nicotine entirely at this point. He's stepped down his amount in the milliliter count of the nicotine for his e-cigarette down to zero, and it took him a couple years to do it, but he's there. So, I mean, there's no doubt that this is a technology that is helping people around the world quit smoking. And maybe Obama did something right here.
Even a blind nut finds a, or even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
A blind,
I suppose blind nuts find squirrels too.
Happen.
It just doesn't work out well. It's also the early worm that gets the bird. People forget about that.
Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Christopher Cantwell, the capitalist pig that he is, you should be ashamed of making him a YouTube tube star, Ian Bernard.
You're saying I made Chris Cantwell a YouTube star?
I should like to have a conversation with you and your so-called professor.
I think you're giving me way too much credit if that's what you're saying. Chris Cantwell was popular on his own without my help.
Right. Nobody had ever heard of him until he was on Free Talk Live. But anyway,
that's not true. Actually, he was
not necessarily
pretty well watched on the internet. He had blogs go viral in a lot of cases,
right,
I think his Alexa rank is actually higher than Free Talk Live right now.
You've had a lot to say, man.
That's depressing.
I appreciate the it's not a surprise,
Hey,
Rich, considering how angry he is.
Little...
I appreciate that you give me that credit, James, but I don't deserve it.
I'd love to have a conversation with you and your so-called minister. They're both of you professing in peace, love, and liberty.
There's three people on the show.
If you're talking about me, I'm my own minister, bro. I don't work for anybody.
What's up, dude? Anyway, I should like to have a conversation with you about the question you posed in the first hour about what war is good for and about how you disparage people for having been at war, that they love it. I can think of nothing more that my own father detested more than war itself. But today is a sorrowful anniversary of thousands of Americans who love that flag that Rich Paul says they were brainwashed into loving. You know, that degenerate pothead dirtbag right there. You know, Western Europe now is a wonderful place to live, not to mention South Korea, are free of an iron fist of true believer status that actually did love war and did commit mass murder wantonly, that is, and did whatever they want and took whatever they want and did whatever they wanted, people that the natives of the countries they invaded. And it took years before they were sent back to where they came from. And millions of people suffered. But not for all, though. Again, Western Europe's a wonderful place to live now. And so,
well, guess what, James? Let me give you a history lesson here, bro. In World War II, never would have happened if the United States had not intervened completely unnecessarily in World War I. World War I led to the Treaty of Versailles. The Treaty of Versailles led to economic collapse in the Weimar Republic, which led to the rise of Hitler and the creation of the horrors that you described. So survey says, but thanks for playing the game.
Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The United States should stay out of wars as a governmental policy, but if you want to go over and fight somebody else's battles for them in another country...
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to be entertained for about an hour and a half, I recommend you check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. It is a great documentary film that is fun, and it's sad, and it will create emotions within you, hopefully, of a wide variety during the 90-minute runtime that you have. If you don't have 90 minutes, there is an hour-long Film Fest edition of the movie that you can watch as well. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com.
There's also a 10-second version that I put
you
together.
You made that one, right?
I think I put it up on YouTube. I'm not sure. I'm checking right now.
So, yeah, victimlesscrimespree.com. We didn't link to the 10-second version there, but you can find the other ones. And they're all free. So take control of the airwaves. Ring it whatever you want. Daryl, we've been talking about prohibitions here. We've been talking about cannabis earlier in the show. We talked about e-cigarettes just a few moments ago. And, of course, we know that as libertarians, the state loves prohibitions because it can just make something or plant or whatever illegal and then just move a bunch of people into jail cells over it. But there's one politician or somebody that you're going to tell us about here who thinks there aren't enough people in jail cells in the United States, even though the United States has more people in jail than any other developed nation in the entire
per capita.
Yeah. So go ahead with the story, and where's it coming from?
The story comes from Politico, and it's several weeks old. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, middle of May, slammed his colleagues' efforts to pass sweeping criminal justice reform, saying the United States is actually suffering from an under-incarceration problem.
This is a new one. I've never heard this before.
Cotton, who has been an outspoken critic of the bill in Congress that would reduce mandatory minimum sentences, smacked down what he called baseless arguments that there are too many offenders locked up for relatively small crimes, that incarceration is too costly, or that, quote, we should show more empathy towards those caught up in the criminal justice system, end quote. Cotton said during a speech at the Hudson Institute, take a look at the facts. First, the claim that too many criminals are being jailed, that there is an over-incarceration, ignores an unfortunate fact. For the vast majority of crimes, a perpetrator is never identified or arrested, let alone prosecuted, convicted, and jailed.
Yeah, that's because the cops are too damn busy going around arresting cannabis users.
Law
they don't
enforcement,
have time to enforce any other laws.
He adds, law enforcement is able to arrest or identify a likely perpetrator for only 19% of property crimes and 47% of violent crimes. If anything, we have an under-incarceration problem.
Well, you know, I share some of his concerns. I don't agree with him that there's an under-incarceration problem. There's way too many people.
Well, we have a wrongly incarcerated problem.
Yeah, I talked to Rick Van Wickler, who you know, Rich. He is the superintendent of the local Keen Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it. It's also known as the county jail, and he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And I asked him once, how many of the people in his facility did he believe should not be in his facility? And he said at least 40%.
Only 40?
At least 40%. It would depend, I think, given any at any given month, you know, who's being kept in there.
He's also just law enforcement against prohibition. He's not necessarily law enforcement against prostitution laws or things like that. We would all say those people don't belong in there.
Well, no, that is prohibition. That is prohibition. I mean, prostitution is a prohibited act.
Not within the scope of LEAP.
LEAP is specific to drug prohibition.
I bet you we could get Rick Van Wickler on the record. I mean, just...
He gets drug prohibition.
Prostitution being illegal
but
as well.
Any statement by Rick Van Wickler on prostitution would be his personal position,
That's correct.
The position of law enforcement against prohibition.
I agree with you.
I would say that almost certainly law enforcement against prohibition is going to be a mixed group where some of them oppose prostitution laws and some of them don't.
And some of them oppose ending every aspect of the drug war, and some of them only want to, you know, remove the penalties on cannabis.
Well, the official position, as I understand it, of law enforcement against prohibition is to support state legalization, meaning that the state would then take control of distribution, you know, regulating distribution.
Right, but some only want it to be cannabis, and others want all aspects of the drug war to be done away with.
That's news to me. I would say that the people who only want it to be cannabis are breaking from the official line in that case. If they are spokespeople for the organization,
I didn't say spokespeople.
Okay.
I said members.
Just the members. Okay, gotcha.
Because, you know, like, there are members of the Republican Party that advocate for things that are contrary to what's in the platform of the Republican Party.
Mm.
Does not necessarily mean that that's what the organization wants.
Okay.
It's what some of the members
want. So you would
agree,
then, that the official position of law enforcement against prohibition as an organization is to end prohibition of all drugs, substances.
I would have to go back to the website to see what it actually says on the website.
I am
a member of LEAP, and I know what my personal position is, but I do not recall what the official position.
Now, you're a member of LEAP because at one time you were a corrections officer.
Yes.
Right. And so people who formerly were in law enforcement can join law enforcement against prohibition.
Anybody can join law enforcement against prohibition, but there's different tiers of membership.
I see.
Okay. But I'm a member as a former member of law enforcement.
Most of their members that I'm aware of are former law enforcement.
Yes.
It's very rare that you'll find a current member of law enforcement who has the political gumption to join law enforcement against prohibition.
Rick Van Wickler is definitely an exception.
He is, although he's
I'll bet there's a growing number of those, though, because it's becoming more and more within the range of acceptable political debate. As a matter of fact, I mean, now you've got 56 or 58% of New Hampshireites actually support legalization, according to Matt Simon at his press conference the other day.
Yep.
So I'll bet more and more law enforcers will be coming out of the closet as
I hope so.
People who want to end the drug war.
But they're afraid. I mean, there's still a culture of fear, I think, in law enforcement. I mean, it's one thing when Rick Van Winkle does it. He's in charge of a law enforcement organization. He's in charge of the jail. For an underling who's not under Rick Van Winkle, I mean, his employees, I think, would be feeling comfortable to go ahead and join law enforcement against prohibition. But your average beat cop in your average police department is probably petrified of joining law enforcement against prohibition.
True,
I guess.
And I did have a lot of guards come up when I was in jail and say, bro, you don't belong in here. You know, there is no reason for you to be in here. And I really appreciated that. It was helped me get by to have them say that.
Expanding upon his remarks during a question and answer session, Senator Cotton said releasing felons under reduced sentences serves only to destabilize the communities in which they are released. Cotton, who served in the Army during both wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, recalled, "I saw this in Baghdad. We've seen it in Afghanistan. Security has to come first, whether you're on a war zone or whether you're in the United States of America." Those advocating for criminal justice reform through such measures appear to have forgotten the high crime days of the 1980s, according to Cotton, noting that federal prison population is declining. As of the Thursday before this article was written, there are more than 195,000 federal inmates, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. That number represents a decrease from 214,000 in 2014. He went on to say, "I believe the criminal leniency bill in the Senate is dead in this year's Congress, and it should remain so if future versions allow for the release of violent felons from prison."
This tough talk works on a good segment of voters because they, you know, they want to see criminals punished, and they believe that anyone who violates some government statute is a terrible human being.
And he also tries to insinuate that everybody convicted of a felony is violent.
Mm.
He says that he will not stand for the release of violent felons from prison.
Right. That's ridiculous. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk a little bit more about this attitude that people have towards people who are within the criminal justice system, and in my opinion, many of them are victims of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check out more about Daryl on his website, darylwperry.com. There's a special announcement coming soon, Daryl, that you'll be making. Where will you be making that announcement?
It will be on DarylWPerry.com. It will also be on FPP.cc.
Okay.
As well as the new URL that is being created that I will not give out over the air right now, because that would totally give away the secret.
What about FreeKeen.com?
Could probably post it there. I had not planned on it.
I think it would be very relevant based on what it is planned on being. The little that I do know about Daryl's super secret project that you'll be announcing when?
Plan on making the announcement on Thursday.
All right, so you'll definitely let us know, I'm sure, the latest on Friday then what has transpired.
Yes.
Maybe on Thursday, because you host the Thursday show as well.
And now let me ask you this question again, since you know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Would you say it's a game changer?
I think this is a very important move forward for what you're doing. And I don't want to say more because I don't want to give it away.
Right.
What?
But just answer yes or no. Would you say it's a game changer?
Well, I don't know the whole thing, so I'm not going to go so far out on that limb as to say it's a game changer. I'm going to say that it's going to be a good thing for the game.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's
it's one of these things to where a couple of people know parts of what is happening. And I think there's one or possibly two people other than myself that know everything, and I forget who I had necessarily told what to.
I know who it is. Also, check out Rich Paul on the Church of the Invisible Hand at invisiblehand.church. Rich, what's going on over in your world right now?
Well, the biggest thing is I was arrested for cannabis possession a couple weeks ago.
You got a hearing coming up, right?
I've got a hearing coming up a week from tomorrow, And I've got a defense fund that's at GoFundMe.com/NH420. And cannabis is a sacrament of my religion. The cannabis that I was carrying was actually property of the church. It was a holy relic of the church, and we want it back. And if I win this case, it could...
If you can get it back, that'd be awesome.
If I could get it back, I will kiss myself. I remember
when Derek J. was on his self-imposed exile.
Yeah.
He got a letter in the mail, and it was from Keene Police. So I called him up. Hey, Derek, you've got a letter from the Keene Police. Do you want me to open it and read it to you? He said, yes, please. So I opened it. And it was a thing of possibility of returning evidence, cannabis. And I said, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to tell them you want your cannabis back? He said, no, just throw it away.
Yeah, I thought it was that they were going to destroy the evidence or something like that.
They were going to destroy it unless he requested to have the evidence returned.
Which would create a motion in a court or something like that.
Yes.
Wouldn't exactly happen right away. Like
right, but
still.
At all. Yeah. Could you imagine how interesting it would be to motion, yes, I would like you to return my cannabis to me.
Well, I think this is going to be an interesting case for you, Rich, and Bud, who's also your co-defendant. He was arrested at the same time. We had him on the show last week. You're going to be taking this from the religious freedom perspective, and that helped, I believe, when it came to the Doug Darrell case. If you recall, Doug Darrell is the big victory that we had here for jury nullification. Jury nullification, for the most part, has been striking out when we've tried to do it. In your first case for the cannabis sales, also there was an acid sales charge or a purported LSD charge in there that kind of muddled the water a little bit with the jury. But, you know, in that jury case and in a few other jury cases, the juries have returned guilty verdicts, even though we've informed them about jury nullification, which is a juror's right to vote not guilty based on
but
how they feel.
But then there's James Cleveland, too.
James Cleveland was a mixed bag because they hung on one charge and they dismissed the other one. So that was pretty good.
That was sufficient, though, because the hung charge was not returned.
Well, they haven't brought it back yet, and we've yet to see if they're going to officially dismiss that. Rumor has it they are going to dismiss it, but we haven't seen the official paperwork on that
yet. I thought they'd already notified us that they were going to.
The rumor has it they're going to dismiss, but we haven't seen the official dismissal paperwork on that yet. But I think you're right. James Cleveland is definitely a partial victory for jury nullification, but for the most part, the liberty activists here have struck out, except for the case of Doug Darrell, who he was found not guilty of growing, or they call it manufacturing, cannabis, and he was and is a Rastafarian. So it was definitely part of his defense that this was something that he does as part of his religious practices. And he happened to have a Free Stater, Kathleen Converse, on his jury, and she managed to flip the entire jury to not guilty. So that was kind of an unusual case in that there was an actual liberty activist sitting on the jury, and that was the linchpin of the whole jury nullification in that case. But you're going to be able to take your case from a similar perspective of this is a religious freedom argument. And you were looking at the New Hampshire Constitution recently, and it's got a very strong religious freedom provision in there that backs your right of conscience, among other things.
Yeah, basically, it says specifically, now, the First Amendment has no limits on religious freedom, which seems like a good thing to begin with. There's no unless in the First Amendment, but the court took that opportunity to make up their own unless, and they came up with unless there is a compelling state interest, which means absolutely nothing. So
it's a huge loophole to push things.
Exactly. They basically took away everything that the First Amendment gave with that and then chose to give a little bit of it back.
And looking at the New Hampshire Constitution.
Oh, could you read those exact? Because they're brilliant. Brilliantly well written.
Article 5. Every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience and reason, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his peers on liberty or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience, or for his religious profession, sentiments, or persuasion, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship.
And that
every case where it's the state v. someone in New Hampshire, at the end of them reading the charge, they say, against the peace and dignity of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So the state, in this case, is going to argue that you have disturbed the public peace because the charge against you is against the peace and dignity of the state.
And at that point, I think I would have to invite them to prove that. I don't know exactly how they go about it.
Right.
I'm sure that they'll have some evidence that maybe my smoking weed created a large noise.
You smoked a joint in the rest area.
Yeah.
In the rest area.
Yeah, I don't think it was that loud, though.
Yeah.
You know? I don't see it. So if they obey the black letter law, I win. But this is the government, and the government cheats. So what
well,
I
we know
need,
the government's going to cheat, but the question is, what can you convince the jury to do?
Yes, and will I get a jury? That's the other question.
If they don't reduce the charge, you will. If they do reduce the charge, you won't.
Yes, and then if I don't, I'm making basically the same argument to a judge,
right,
who is less likely to accept it, but he may well still. My understanding is that this has not been previously tried in New Hampshire.
I wonder about that. How have you done research on that? Have you asked around some attorneys or what?
I have asked around to attorneys. What I haven't done yet, and well, what somebody is going to be working on is doing the actual legal research to make sure that it is correct. But we need to be able to pay her, and she's working for $35 an hour, which is a great price, but we've got to get some donations into the GoFundMe.
One more time, what's that address? GoFundMe.
That is GoFundMe.com/NH420. And if we win this case, it's a game changer, game changer members of my church,
for
Rastafarians, for Christians who believe that marijuana is a sacrament because God gave us dominion over all of the seeding. Is it the seeding herbs or it's some category that I'm not a Christian. I'm kind of like an antichrist. So I'm not the guy to be quoting the scripture.
To roll this back into the previous subject, this Tom Cotton guy in Arizona claiming that
Arkansas, something with an A.
Yeah, something with an A. Anyway, this Tom Cotton guy claiming there needs to be more people put in prison. This guy is such a callous viewpoint. It treats people who are imprisoned and in the justice system as though they're monsters just because they've gotten a criminal conviction. And there are more people in there that are just regular folks who've been wrapped up in prohibition. It's terrible.
He does say that he would be picked.
He does say that he would be happy to work with his colleagues on true criminal justice reform.
Yeah, let's end the war on drugs. That's step number one. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, this is Free Talk Live. Join us at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.